suffering of the Palestinian people, failing them in their hour of greatest need. For decades, countless promises of peace and justice have been made, but they remain hollow words, leaving Palestinians to face unimaginable hardship, displacement, and violence. It is not just a failure of diplomacy, but a profound moral betrayal. The defunct global order watches in silence as innocent lives are shattered, homes destroyed, and hopes for a future of dignity and freedom systematically crushed. The international community's inaction is a collective failure of humanity, a heartbreaking indifference to the cries of a people who have been deprived of their most basic rights for generations. We ask, where is the outrage? Where is the compassion? By standing idly by, the global powers that be are complicit in the continued suffering, casting aside the principles of justice, equality, and peace that they so often claim to uphold. This silence is deafening, and its consequences are devastating and stand as the most depraved crime of our age. The human rights situation in Palestine and other occupied Arab territories is a catastrophic humanitarian crisis characterized by relentless systemic violations and a devastating humanitarian disaster that has persisted for decades. The Israeli occupation stands as a blatant affront to international law and human rights, inflicting widespread suffering and insecurity on the Palestinian population. The ongoing expansion of illegal settlements in the West Bank is a flagrant violation of international law, further entrenching the occupation and dispossessing Palestinians of their land. The demolition of homes and the forced displacement of families are acts of collective punishment perpetuated with impunity and without regard for the human dignity of those affected. The recent escalation of violence along the Israel-Lebanon border highlights the broader implication of this ongoing crisis. Civilians in both Lebanon and the occupied Palestinian territories bear the brunt of this violence, suffering the consequences of geopolitical machinations and enduring oppression. The time for half measures and tepid condemnation is long over. The international community must take immediate and decisive action to hold those responsible accountable for their crimes against humanity and to dismantle the structures of oppression that perpetuate this conflict. It is imperative to recognize the right to self-determination aspirations of the Palestinian people as equal to those of any other nation.
I thank distinguished delegates of Eritrea, and I give the floor to distinguished delegate of Sudan. You have the floor.